Well, we're back, and we're going to have some more of our Winter Carnival visit, and we're going to be joined in a moment by the Director of Communications for the Quebec Winter Carnival, and his name is Mr. Jean Pelletier. And good morning, Jean.
Good morning, Roy. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing terrific, and I wanted to thank you for joining us because we had such a marvelous time at the carnival, and it's just so important that you kind of tell us and give us some background, as I just mentioned to our audience, of what really goes into all of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this year it was a great edition, but just for your your information, the first carnival was held in 1894, and it was here in Quebec City more than 100 years ago, and it stopped. It lasts for maybe for 3 or 4 years, and then it stopped. And in 1955, a bunch of businessmen decide to bring back this idea. And since then, we have a carnival year after year here in Quebec City. And it is 17 days of enjoying life, enjoying winter, celebrate winter. And it's very, very popular, very, very attractive.
So now you do have it. You have it every year.
We have it every year.
Right. Not every four as it was before.
No, not it was like it was before. It's as I mentioned, we celebrate this year our 52nd edition.
And I was happy to be a part of that. It was just phenomenal. The canoe races were something that I had never even thought could happen. It was so exciting, and even with the weather and the wind blowing, everyone had a wonderful time.
Oh yeah. We still have some activities was there at the beginning of the carnival. Example, the canoe race. Here in Quebec City, there is a river right in front of the city. It's the Le Saint Laurent, and during the carnival, we have a canoe race, and the teams have to cross over the river. And it's during this time of the year, it's icy. I would say there's a lot of ice on the river, and it's like an extreme sport. So this competition is still there, and it was there at the beginning, because you know at this time in the early years, I would say they has to transport the like meals or mail and something across the river here in Quebec City. So there were a lot of canoe company, and then it became a competition, and the winner of the of this competition was hired to do transportation. So it was very special, and we bring back this idea in 1955, and it's still there. We have two night parades. It's very, very beautiful. Were you there at this at the night parade?
I don't think we got. No, we came the day after that, I believe.
Oh, you came the day after. So,
but I did see the videos of it, and it's spectacular.
Oh yeah, it's very spectacular. It's very, very popular too. It's a very family activity. We have around 20 floats rolling the parade. With bands, with special animation, and there is special effect on some floats, and it's very, very attractive. And we present this parade two times during the carnival.
And the interesting part, I think, Sean, is that although here we have a big event, a big carnival, as they do in New Orleans and Rio, and what I see here is that it's called. It's the third largest carnival in the world, and yet there was plenty of room. You could get around. You could still get into the restaurants and eat, unlike other cities.
Yeah, you know, Quebec City is a very, very nice place. It's like a European style, and you could feel like if you were in France, especially because the architecture but for the French language too. So it's like an immersion, a little French immersion. But everyone here could talk to you in English if you want, could serve you in English. And usually we are very a warm population. And that makes the difference, I would say.
That certainly does. Now, each year you have a different theme, is that correct?
Yeah. This theme, this year the theme was the Carnival Will Surprise You. So all over the carnival there was some surprise, like we had an activity this year was it was a spa where like a Scandinavian tendons, I would say, and you could had a bath right in the middle of our main location named Plain of Abraham.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah.
It was amazing, and we've got some video of it, in fact. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, so we have three main locations here in Carnival. The one I mentioned to you, Plain of Abraham, it's our playground. It's a huge playground. You could do rafting, you could do ice fishing. You know, it's very a challenge. We built every year a basin and put in it around 8,000 trout, and kids and family could fish there, and it's very, very popular. You could do a horse sleigh ride, you could taste a Sugar Shack product. And there is a lot of animation, and there's a lot of presentation too, a lot of thing on stage, especially for kids.
And they had the Bonhomme's Great Ice Palace, which I thought was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of activity around it as well.
Yeah. This is the ice castle is the home of Bonhomme Carnaval. You know, Bonhomme Carnaval is our snowman of our childhood. You know, when we were young. We built like a snowman, so we created a real one here in Quebec City, and he's the only talking snowman.
Well, we got to be quite friendly when I was there. They were beginning to call me Petit Bonhomme.
Yeah, and his house is the castle, the ice castle. So over there you could visit, you could do a visit inside the ice castle. There's a lot of ice sculpture in it. And there is a lot of presentation on stage, music, special animation, ice carving demonstration, and this is where we do our closing ceremony of the carnival.
And of course, he has to live in an ice castle, yeah. Otherwise he'd melt, wouldn't he?
No. During summer, he's in the north. Maybe Alaska, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I noticed that on different years, I'm looking at your site at the moment. In 2005, it was January 28th to February 13th.
Yep.
And then this year, it was January 27th through the 12th. The dates vary a bit. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, we follow. It's always at the end of January and beginning of February, so it's mostly, you know, next year it's going to be to the 26th, January 26th to February 11th, and then we'll come back here at the year after on February 1st to February 17th. So it's always we at the end of January and beginning of February, and it's those dates are the best to do a winter carnival, because years ago they do like a study, and they noticed that the best dates to do a winter carnival it's mid January to mid February, so we decide to do it on the end of January and beginning of February. And is, I would say 10 years ago the carnival would last for 10 days, and now it lasts for 17 days, so we add a week on the carnival.
And I must tell you, I was only there for about 4 of those days, but I could handle all 17. it was just a really great experience. The other thing is that you had some great volunteers. A lot of them were students, and they were very knowledgeable about the city and about Carnival, and very friendly and helpful. There was great entertainment. Now, mm-hmm. What is the actual date this year, this coming year?
The coming year is January 26th to February 11th.
Okay, we want everybody to mark their calendar for that because they don't want to miss that event.
No, it's going to be another great event. And you mentioned you're talking about the volunteers?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very important for the Carnival. Our Carnival is based on human resources. You know, we are about 15 permanent employees, and the rest of the workers are volunteers. And it's around 1,500 volunteers who's working year after year for the Carnival. And since the beginning, I think around 20,000 volunteers here in Quebec City has worked for the Carnival.
And very knowledgeable, very helpful. They all have radios. And there was one point I got separated from the group, and the next thing I know, there's somebody came over and said, "This way."
Yeah.
And what a great feeling, because all of a sudden I looked around and there's all these people and I'm all alone and I'm saying, "Well, where do I go from here?" Yeah. But there was, and they were all dressed in red, which was very easy to spot, and a great time, and a great job you all do. We look forward to possibly doing it again, and we certainly. We would certainly recommend to all our listeners to please go not only go to the Carnival, but before you do, you can go to our website at ttrn.com. There's photos. We have some video up there, and poking a little fun at myself as well, and have a wonderful Carnival. Thank you, Juan, and we'll talk to you again one day soon, I hope.
Thank you, and hope you'll come again here in Quebec City during our Carnival. You're always welcome.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Thank you, Roy.
Great time. Great Carnival. You don't want to miss it. Right now, we're going to go to break, but when we come back, more of Carnival with our associate producer, Bob Fisher. So hang in there.